بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى من جد نسبه كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد باب الشفاعة The chapter of intercession. And we have been discussing the affairs and the rulings and regulations with regards to the reality of the Shafa'a. And that the Shafa'a and the intercession that has been mentioned in the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, it has come in a manner that is with negation. Meaning the intercession has been negated in certain places and in other places that has been affirmed. And we have seen that the shafa'a that is manfiya or negated is the intercession for those whom Allah did not give permission, nor is He pleased with them. And this is the intercession that is negated. And this is known as al-shafa'a al-manfiya. And as for the shafa'a that is affirmed and that is established in the Qur'an and it is known as al-shafa'a al-muthbata, then this is the intercession that will be with two conditions, that it can occur or will occur and it is affirmed, but it is with two conditions. That is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow that and it will be with His permission. بِإِذْنِهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, it will be for an individual that Allah is pleased with, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have seen that what is intended by way of that is that this is a person of at-tawheed. That is a person who has the foundation of at-tawheed. So, we read the evidence that the author, he has mentioned, Rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says, Babu Shafa'a, the chapter of intercession, wa qawli Allahi Azza wa Jal, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَأَنذِرْ بِهِ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِن دُورِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. He mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning of which is, and warn those who fear of being gathered to their Lord. وَأَنذِرْ بِهِ أي بالقرآن, and warn by way of it, meaning by way of the Qur'an. الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, those who are afraid that they will be gathered and brought to their Lord. Al-Hashr, it means the congregation to be gathered. Al-Jama', Yawm al-Jama'i wal-Hashr, the day of congregation, yani the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, the people will be gathered. But it's also known as Al-Hashr because they will be gathered and they will be brought before Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Quran is a means of warning those people who fear that day, that they will be gathered and brought before Allah. وَأَنذِرْ بِهِ أي بِالْقُرْآنِ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, those who are afraid that they will be gathered and brought to their Lord. Meaning they believe in Allah and they believe in the last day. This is the one that the Qur'an will be beneficial for and it will be a warning for. Then the point of evidence for the author mentioning this verse, it comes, and Allah, He says, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. And they do not have besides Him, meaning those people whom Allah has commanded His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this verse to warn them, those people who fear Allah Azza wa Jal and they fear the day that they will be gathered and brought before Him, Allah mentioned about them, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. They have no guardian or protector besides Him, and they have no intercessor besides Him. So the evidence here is that the shafa'a is negated in this verse from other than Allah Azza wa Jal. The shafa'a fi hadhihi al-aya manfiya an ghayri Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore that means that it is established with Allah. It is negated from other than Allah. Meaning the shafa'a cannot be from anyone other than Allah alone. He is the one who gives the permission to have intercession. And this intercession and the shafa'a is from that which is in the dominion and the command and under the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. They do not have besides him, meaning besides Allah, any guardian or protector, nor any intercessor. So here the shafa'ah is negated from other than Allah. And what is understood from that is that it is established for, that it is established for Allah. And this is the intent, and this is the purpose of mentioning this verse. So the shafa'ah, or the intercession from other than Allah, it is negated. It is negated. And as for Allah and with His permission, then this is affirmed. And this is what the next evidences clarify. And the author, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ, and the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. And say, يعني قل يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لله الشفاعة جميعا, that the intercession is entirely for Allah. لله الشفاعة جميعا مبتدا وخبر, والخبر مقدم على المبتدا ليفيد الحصر. يعني قل لله الشفاعة جميعا, يعني لله وحده الشفاعة جميعا. That say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, that the intercession is entirely for Allah alone. Ash-shafa'atu, it is entirely for Allah alone. There are many benefits in this verse, and that which is most clear and apparent is that here the intercession is affirmed, and it's affirmed for Allah, and it's affirmed for Him alone. So therefore, the shafa'ah and the intercession in the hereafter cannot be except by their permission of Allah, and if He allows that, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the verses and the evidences to come will also clarify that second condition, and that also, along with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, it must be for someone who is a person of Tawheed, and a person of Ikhlas, and a person of La ilaha illallah, a person of Tawheed. And that Allah will not allow intercession for other than them, for other than the people of At-Tawheed. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say that the intercession is entirely for Allah alone. Likewise, the ulama, they mention about this noble verse, in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا, and say that the intercession is entirely for Allah alone. Not only is this the affirmation of the intercession, and that it is in the hands and under the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and by His permission alone. Likewise, this is indication that there are more than one types of intercession. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. We have seen what the ulama have mentioned with regards to the different types of intercession in our previous classes. And we have seen that the ulama have divided the intercession into two main categories, and that is shafa'a al-khasa bin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa shafa'atu al-amma lahu wa li ghayrihi min an-nabiyyin wal mala'ikati wal mu'minin. That the intercession is divided into two major parts, and that is the one that is entirely and specially for the Prophet only sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then there are other aspects of intercession that are allowed for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as well as the other prophets, and also the angels and the righteous believers. So we have seen some of the details with regards to those different types of shafa'at or shafa'ah, the different types of intercession or intercessions. And here this verse establishes that there's not one type, there's more than one type, and that all of them, they are under the command and the authority of Allah and in His possession and from His kingdom and dominion, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. The verse which comes before this verse, or the portion before this verse, Allah, He says, أَمَتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَاء قُلْ أَوَّلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah, He mentions, have they taken besides Allah intercessors? Say to them, even if they do not own anything whatsoever, have authority over anything, or have possession over anything entirety whatsoever, and they do not understand, and they have no understanding or intellect, قل لله الشفاعة جميعا. Say that the intercession is for Allah alone entirely. That the intercession is for Allah alone entirely. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla likewise is clarifying that the shafa'ah mulkun min mulkihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the shafa'ah is from His dominion and from His authority. Just like the heavens and the earth belong to Allah. And just like the souls of the slaves belong to Allah. And just like the animals and the trees belong to Allah. And the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it belongs to Him. It belongs to Him. It's His dominion. It's His possession. It's under His authority and His command and His decree. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, from that dominion and from this affair is the intercession. That is also under His authority and under His command. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. So, just like the sustenance, for example, is from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and no one can have provision except with His permission and by His command. Likewise, the intercession is from His dominion and kingdom, and no one can have intercession except with His permission and by His command. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, to seek it without His permission is not permissible. This is what has been negated. لَيْسَ لَهُ مِن دُونِهِ وَلِيٌ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. Now, likewise, this verse here, this is similar to that which Allah has mentioned in His book, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاءُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similar to this verse, is that Allah has mentioned, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. That they worship besides Allah Azza wa Jalla that which does not harm them nor brings them benefit. وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And they say that these are our intercessors with Allah. And if they worship idols besides Allah. And this was the shirk of the mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they worshiped idols besides Allah, but they did not believe that their idols created anything or that they provided anything or that they had the dominion and the command in their affair. They only worshiped those idols and they took them as intercessors. And they believe that they will be a means to draw them near to Allah. And this is very beneficial to understand. And this is the exact same shubha and misunderstanding and doubt that the people who ascribe in these days to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say, La ilaha illallah. But then they call on the graves and they call on the awliya. And whenever you ask them, about that, and you warn them from that, and you tell them that this is shirk, they say, no, we do not believe that those awliya in the graves, or the wali, or the sheikh that they call on, and the likes, and seek intercession with, we're not worshipping him, or we're not worshipping them, because we don't believe that they create Allah, He's the creator. We don't believe that they sustain Allah, He's the sustainer. And we don't believe that the dominion is in their hands, rather it's in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they affirm that, but then they take them as intercessors. Then they take them as intercessors. We say to them that this is exactly the same shirk of the mushrikeen al-awwaleen, that of the polytheists and the pagans in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is exactly the same creed and belief they had. The only difference between the two people is that those people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they refused to say la ilaha illallah. Istakbaru. They refused to say la ilaha illallah because they knew the meaning. Because they knew that it would require for them to leave off their idols and to leave off taking intercession from their idols, and they refused to do that. As for the people who ascribe to this ummah from today who have fallen into this aspect of shirk, then they say la ilaha illallah, but they do not know the meaning. Because if they knew the meaning, they would not take intercessors besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. قُلِ اللَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They worship besides Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He's affirmed that seeking intercession from the dead and from the idols and the likes like this without the permission of Allah in this manner, then this is worship. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And they worship besides Allah. مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. That which does not even harm them nor benefit them. their idols and their false gods and the awliya and the likes, they cannot benefit themselves nor harm themselves. How could they bring benefit to others? Naam, and they claim that these are our intercessors with Allah. قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Or say to them, or do you inform Allah that of something He does not know of in the heavens and in the earth? سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Glorified is He, high and lofty above what they associate as partners with Him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had intercessors, He would know about that. Allah, He does not have any intercessors. Now, how can they claim that Allah has intercessors? Are you informing of Allah of something that He did not know in the heavens and the earth? And He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And He is the provider and the sustainer of the heavens and the earth. And He knows everything that occurs in the heavens and the earth. And His dominion, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified in these verses, and verses that are similar to this, that the intercession in this manner, without the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, or in for someone who Allah is not pleased with, this is negated and this cannot occur. This is negated and it cannot occur. It will not occur. Allah will not give intercession in this manner. He will not allow it and He will not bestow it in this manner. And this is what has been negated. And this is what has been negated. The intercession that is involved with shirk, and the intercession that is without His permission, and the intercession that is not legislated, and the intercession for someone whom Allah is not pleased with, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this has been negated in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these verses, they clarify this. And these verses, they clarify this. And likewise, Allah, He mentions, فَلَوْلَا نَصَرَهُمُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قُرْبَانٍ آلِهَةً بَلْ ضَلُّوا عَنْهُمْ وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. That if those, their false gods that they have taken as mediators, that they have taken as gods as a means to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jal, why didn't they not help them? Why didn't they not help them? Naam, on the day of resurrection, they will not be able to help them. Their intercessors will not help them and aid them. Not even in this life can those whom they take as intercessors besides them, seeking nearness to Allah by way of their idols, or by way of their awliya, their so-called awliya and their saints, and by way of their mashayikh and the likes that they claim that they have taken them as intercessors, they will not benefit them. They will not benefit them. Rather, the contrary to this, what will occur to them, they will not give them the shifa'a. Rather, in this manner and seeking to have intercession in a manner that is not legislated nor allowed by Allah Azza wa Jal will be the reason that they will not have shafa'ah. In actuality, this is a reason and a means to prohibit for that individual intercession. And he will not have intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor intercession of the rest of the prophets and messengers, nor the intercession of the angels, nor of the righteous from the believers, because he has sought the intercession in a manner that's not permissible, and he has fallen by way of that into shirk, and intercession is not permissible nor allowed for the people of shirk. Iyadh billah. So then Allah, He mentioned about them, بَلْ ضَلُّ عَنْهُمْ. Rather, their gods that they have taken as intercessors to bring them near to Allah Azza wa Jal, they have been misled from them. بَلْ ضَلُّ عَنْهُمْ. And then Allah, He mentioned about the reality of them taking shufa'a and taking intercessors besides Allah in this manner, that what the reality of this is a lie and a fabrication. وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And in the fact that they claim that these idols or these awliya and the likes are intercessors with Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah, He did not allow that, and Allah, He did not legislate that, this is a fabrication and a lie against Allah. This is a fabrication and a lie against Allah. He did not allow that. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this life, after he has died, and in this life, after he has died, he's not allowed intercession. He's not allowed intercession until the day of judgment. Whenever the day, and on the day of judgment, it will come. And then even whenever he is allowed intercession, it will not be until Allah allows that. He will not go to Allah and seek intercession, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without seeking the permission of Allah. And the story of the intercession, and the story is well known, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he will go to intercede, before that he will fall on his face in prostration, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he will be given the ability to praise Allah in a manner that he never knew before. And he will praise Allah with mahamid and with glorification and words of praise that he did not know before, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then whenever Allah wills and Allah gives permission, he will tell him, that Allah Azza wa Jal would tell the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, irfa' ra'sak wa shaffi' tu shaffa', raise your head. Now raise your head from prostration. Raise your head and seek intercession. You will be given intercession. In this manner, the Prophet will be allowed. In this manner, it has been legislated. In this manner, it's with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, those who seek the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this life, this is not with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And this is their fabrication and their lies that they fabricated and they lied against Allah. قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say to them, do you inform Allah about something that he does not know in the heavens and the earth? Are you telling, are you informing Allah that he has intercessors that he did not know about? Ayyadhan billah, this is a foul statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allamul ghuyub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allamul ghuyub. He is the one who knows the affairs of the unseen. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. That he knows the unseen and the seen, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knows everything. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore, that which they claim, that these false gods, or that these peoples in the grave, or these mashayikh, whatever they claim that they have taken as intercessors, or whether it's the prophets or the angels likewise, all of this is a lie and a fabrication. And this is as if they are informing Allah of something that he did not know. And this is a very foul, foul claim and statement. Whether they stated directly with their tongue, this is not what is intended, but they stated in their manners and their actions. يعني بلساني حالهم. بلساني حالهم. Then the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the next verse, وَقَوْلِهِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. And who is he who can intercede on his behalf? Or who is he who can intercede except with his permission? Who can intercede with him except with his permission? Meaning no one. This is a question, but what is intended by this is negation. No one can intercede. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ أَنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, except with his permission. Who can intercede with him, with Allah Azza wa Jal, except with his permission? And nobody. Nobody. So here, the intercession is negated in general, but it's allowed and affirmed with the permission of Allah. It's with the permission of Allah, meaning that there is no intercession. لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيٌّ. مِنْ دُونِهِ, مِنْ دُونِهِ. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And no one will be able to intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except with his permission. Except with his permission. And this is the point, and this is the issue, and this is the reason why those people have been misguided in this affair, because they have sought the intercession without the permission of Allah. They have sought the intercession without the permission of Allah, and because of this opposition to the legislation, many of them have fallen into clear and major shirk. Clear and major shirk, and their hearts have become attached to the dead and the people in the graves, and their hearts have become attached to false gods besides Allah Azza wa Jal, claiming that they will help them and aid them, and claiming that they will bring them relief and draw them near to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is a lie and a fabrication. وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. Who is the one who will intercede with him except by his permission? Meaning nobody. Nobody. And this verse here, this is bringing details to the verse that has preceded, and that the intercessions, all of them, are from the dominion of Allah Azza wa Jal and under his authority and his command. And it's not possible to obtain the intercession except with his permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So قل لله الشفاعة جميع, all of the shafa'ah, all of the intercession is for Allah alone entirely, all of it, every aspect of that in every type. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه, who can intercede with him except by his permission, meaning all of those intercessions that are mentioned here that are for Allah. قل لله الشفاعة جميع, all of them, they can only occur بإذنه. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. So therefore it's not permissible to seek those intercessions from other than him subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they cannot occur except with the permission of Allah. Because they cannot occur except with permission of Allah. And no one owns anything from the shafa'ah or has authority with anything from the shafa'ah, because they belong to Allah. Every aspect of the shafa'ah and every type is, it belongs to Allah and under His dominion and kingdom and authority. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The evidences of the Qur'an are so clear. Whenever a Muslim, he takes his knowledge from the pure source and from the book and from the sunnah and from the understanding of the salaf of this ummah, a believer can find clarity in his deen, and the light of the truth will become apparent to him, and he will find iman and nur and certainty in his heart. But if a believer were to take knowledge from other sources, or to mix the sources of knowledge that he learns from, to take from here and to take from there, that this is the first means and the step that will lead him to misguidance and to confusion in his deen, in Ayyadhan Billah. Ayyadhan Billah. These people who have fallen into shirk from this aspect of shafa'ah and intercession is because they take knowledge from the wrong sources. The people who have fallen into misguidance from the khawarij, and the people who claim falsely likewise jihad in these days, and وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ وَكَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ كَذَلِكَ, and their liars likewise, those takfiriyun and the likes, and their false jihad. And they claim that they're making jihad and they're killing innocent people in their markets and in their masajid and in their places of worship, and they're shedding their blood and the likes like this, claiming that it's jihad in the path of Allah. They're liars. How did they get to this position? Because they take knowledge from the wrong sources. Their knowledge is mixed up. They're not madhul and mashruba. It's mixed up, and because of this, they have shubuhat and they have doubts and they're in confusion. They're not upon clarity. As for the believer who learns from the pure sources and he takes his knowledge from the pure wells of knowledge, from the Quran and from the Sunnah, and he restricts that specifically and strictly to the understanding of a salaf al-salih, then he will be upon clarity بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So we see here قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا, that the intercession is entirely for Allah alone, that all of the intercessions are for Allah alone. وَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, who can intercede on his behalf except for with his permission, meaning that all of those aspects of intercession, they are for Allah and under his command and authority, and from his dominion and under his possession and control, and they cannot occur and will not be affirmed except by with his permission and whenever he allows it subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see the clarification of this has come in many verses, but even in this verse, man alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnihi, this is in Ayatul Kursi, the most virtuous single verse in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. But what did Allah mention before he mentioned this portion of the verse? Here the author, he mentioned the statement which is the shahid and the point of evidence for the issue. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, and who can intercede with him except with his permission? Meaning nobody can intercede with him except with his permission. Nobody can intercede with him except with his permission. But what is the verse before that? Or what is the portion of the verse before that? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to him. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to him. From those things that belongs to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, الشَّفَاعَةُ, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. So the people who seek intercession, if they truly are sincere in their search and their hope to have intercession, they must seek it from Allah alone, because it belongs to Him alone. Ma'am, lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard, everything in the heavens and the earth belong to Him. Man alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnihi, who can intercede with Him except with His permission? Except with His permission. So from those things that are included in the heavens and the earth, and from that which is from the possession of Allah, that all belongs to Allah, and from the aspects or those things that are included in that, the intercession, likewise, the intercession. This ash-shafa'atu mulkun lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ash-shafa'atu mulkun lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, if Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is what is clear, and this is the point, but it must be mentioned and repeated, and this is an issue that is dangerous, and many of the Muslims have fallen into misguidance because of this. But if this is the affair, then the shafa'ah belongs to Allah alone entirely, and it cannot occur, and no one can benefit from that intercession except with His permission, then how could somebody seek it from other than the one who owns it? How can one seek the intercession from other than the one who has authority over it? How can one seek intercession from someone who does not have any command with regards to that intercession whatsoever? No authority and no command and no possession whatsoever. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. So therefore, to seek it from the people in the graves, and to seek it from the idols, or to seek it from the mashayikh or the sokh al-awliya, this is all falsehood, and this is all negated, and this is not permissible. And if one were to do it in this life, this is considered shirk. This is considered shirk. To call on the graves and ask them for intercession, and the people in the graves, and to call on the dead and they cannot hear, and to believe that the people in the graves can hear and can bring benefit, and the lies like this, this is misguidance, and this is shirk. This is shirk, iyadhan billah. Iyadhan billah. To call on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he's in his grave, to believe that he can hear and to believe that he can respond at this time, in this life now, in these days now, while he is in his grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to call on him and to have the heart attached to him, and to call on him and to hope in him and to believe that he can hear, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is shirk. This is shirk. This is not shafa'ah. Allah did not allow that. The Prophet ﷺ will not be allowed to intercede for his ummah until the day of resurrection, in the manner that has come, in the manner that he himself had mentioned in his authentic narration, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his authentic narration of the shafa'ah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are means for a believer to obtain the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it's not by asking it from him, but it's by being sincere and having sincere ikhlas and worship and tawheed, and purifying one's intention entirely and devoting oneself entirely and sincerely and truthfully to Allah alone. And the evidences for this will come in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So then we see that قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. Whenever we put the verses together and the evidences together that discuss one topic, and if we remember in two classes ago in the introduction when we began this chapter, we have seen that the people of misguidance, they have went two ways. And one aspect, they have negated the shafa'ah entirely, and they have seen that anybody who deserves to go into the fire, he will go there, and anybody who goes into the fire, he will never get out. And he from the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila. And then there are other people on the other extreme who have looked at the evidences with regards to affirming the shafa'ah, and they have claimed and affirmed the shafa'ah in a manner that's not legislated, and because of that they have fallen into shirk. But as for the people of the sunnah, then they have looked at the evidences with regards to the shafa'ah where it has been negated, and they have coupled that and looked and studied in detail the evidences with regards to the shafa'ah that has been affirmed, and they have by way of this been given success to understand the truth clearly, and to have the proper understanding, and to have the proper understanding. And that is the shafa'ah that is negated, is the shafa'ah that is without the permission of Allah, and for someone who is not pleasing to Allah. And the shafa'ah that is affirmed is the shafa'ah that is with the permission of Allah. With the permission of Allah. And that is for someone who He has pleased with, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Likewise Allah, He says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And likewise Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. And they will not be able to intercede except for someone whom he is pleased with. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has clarified that the intercession that he has negated, again, is the one that is sought from other than Allah and without his permission. And it is sought for the people of shirk, or the people of disbelief, or the people that Allah is not pleased with. And it is sought from those that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal, and those who worship them. They seek the intercession from them. This is the intercession that is negated. Seeking the intercession from the graves, and seeking the intercession from the awliya, and seeking the intercession from the mashayikh, and the likes like this in this manner, this has been negated. Naam, and this has been negated. And that which has been affirmed is the one that has two conditions fulfilled, and that is with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal for the one to intercede. And that the one who is interceding, he is interceding on behalf of someone whom Allah is pleased with. Someone whom Allah is pleased with. يَوْمَ أَذِنْ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. Even there are certain verses where Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has mentioned these two conditions together. There are verses where Allah, he will mention the idhn, the permission for the shafa'ah. His permission for the shafa'ah, that it will occur with his permission. There are other verses whenever Allah will mention that they cannot intercede except for whoever Allah is pleased with, mentioning the other condition. And then there are also verses whenever Allah, he mentioned that the intercession will not occur except with his permission and for the one whom he's pleased with. And for the one whom he's pleased with. Like this verse here. يَوْمَ إِذِنْ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. That on that day, in the day of resurrection, then no intercession will benefit except for the one whom Ar-Rahman has allowed him to intercede, and for the one who Allah is pleased with his speech. So here the conditions, two of them have been mentioned together. Now, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's not pleased with the speech nor the actions of the people of disbelief. He's not pleased with the speech nor the actions of the people of shirk, and the people of polytheism, and the people of kufr. Ayyadhin billah. Naam? Ayyadhin billah. And likewise, the author, he mentioned another verse, and likewise, this verse clarifies that issue as well, those two conditions. وَقَوْلِهِ, and his statement, the Most High. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَعَاتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أن يأذن الله لمن يشاء ويرضى. وكم من ملك في السماوات لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا. And how many angels, meaning this is كم خبرية, يعني many many angels. Now, how many angels, meaning there are many many angels in the heavens, and their intercession will not benefit whatsoever. إلا من بعد أن يأذن الله, except after Allah has allowed, لمن يشاء, for whom he wills, ويرضى, الله, and is pleased with. For whom he wills and is pleased with. Now, so what is known is that the angels, there are angels in the heavens and in the earth. That there are angels and in the heavens and in the earth. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, he specified in this verse the mention of the angels in the heavens. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. And how many angels are there in the heavens? Meaning there are many angels in the heavens. Even the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned about in the heavens, مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ مَوْضِي الشِّبْرٍ. إِلَّا وَفِيهِ مَلَكٌ سَاجِدٌ وَرَاكَعٌ. That there is not a place in the heavens, in the sky, the size or the width of a hand span, except there is an angel there in prostration or in ruku', bowing or in prostration. And there are angels in the heavens, and what is referred to here, why the angels of the heavens are specified. And it didn't say that there's not one angel, how many angels are in the heavens and the earth who their intercession doesn't benefit. But Allah specified the angels in the heavens, meaning that those angels that are near to Him. Even the highest and most lofty of the angels, those who are near to Allah Azza wa Jal, even their intercession will not benefit whatsoever. Except after Allah has allowed for whom He wills and He's pleased. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. At all whatsoever. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. Except after Allah has allowed that and given permission for whomever He wills and whom He is pleased with. So if this is the case for those angels in the heavens that are near to Him, and there are many of them, and they have high and lofty status and rank with Allah Azza wa Jal, they are not able to intercede, and their intercession will not benefit whatsoever, shay'an, except after Allah has allowed for whomever He wills and for whomever He is pleased with. Then it is very clear that if this is the case with those near angels in the heavens, that their intercession is not beneficial whatsoever, except with the permission of Allah and except with the pleasure of Allah for that individual to be interceded for. And for the one who is interceding, then how about those who are lesser than them, from the people and the likes like this? Of course, the people in the graves, they're not having the rank and status as the angels. And the awliya, they don't have the rank and the status of the angels in the heavens, the angels in the heavens, the angels, al-malaika, al-muqarrabun, those who are near to Allah Azza wa Jal, those who are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they do not disobey Him. لَا يَعْسُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَلَا يَفْتُرُونَ, and they do not become tired or worn out. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Even these angels, their intercession will not benefit whatsoever, except after the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, for whom He wills. The next verse, the author, he has mentioned as evidence, وَقَوْلِهِ قُلُ دُعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. الْآيَتَيْنِ. This verse here, the ulama have mentioned about this noble verse here, that this is the verse, هذه الآية قطعت عروق الشجر, عروق شجر الشرك من قلوب المشركين. That this verse here, it cuts off the roots of shirk from the hearts of the polytheist. This verse here is a very beneficial verse with regards to clarifying the falsehood of shirk and cutting the roots of shirk entirely from the hearts of those who have attachments to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And we continue in our next class, bi'idnillahi ta'ala, and we'll study this verse and that which is left from the evidences the author, he has mentioned, and the beneficial statements of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.